He goes mad for those ads. He's got a Trailer Jones.
Hey there, Brandon Jones here, joined by Michael Huber,
yo,
who I originally thought of to sit down and watch this Bond trailer for the latest Bond movie, Daniel Craig's last, Bond 25, and was surprised to hear that you just had a Craig marathon.
Yeah, a couple months ago. Watched them all.
So you are fresh. I'm
very
so stoked to have your opinion.
Super fresh.
So we have to start with just your gut thoughts. Like, do you feel a sense of continuity? Because I think that's what they're going for here. A lot of faces are returning.
Yeah.
This definitely seems like, you know, the best of kind of a lot of characters that were in previous ones.
Definitely.
Love seeing Felix come back, you know, from Casino. And he's, you know, he's been in the other ones.
Jones, I don't know. Dude, I didn't love it. But I didn't hate it. I really feel like this is a nothing trailer. I really am eager to hear your thoughts because it didn't wow me. It didn't surprise me. It didn't move the needle at all any which direction for getting me hyped. And I think going into what is being hyped as Daniel Craig's final Bond movie, I didn't get a sense of that. I didn't get that feeling of like, here we go, this is it. I didn't get a finale feeling. I got a, here we go again.
I didn't get it the first time. Mm-hmm. I watched it many, 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 many times, writing down notes and just kind of absorbing it. And two things that I did get that I do like, I like that we start on the beach.
Yeah.
We start with him and he's, and when he sees Q, Q says, I thought you were dead. Mm-hmm. And when I first saw that, I was like, oh, that's just classic Bond. He got in a car crash or something. And it's like, oh, wait, no. Like, he probably told, you know, everyone that he was dead. He's gone.
Yeah.
And so that was the story that was told to Q. And Q's like, oh, I thought I, you know, maybe not even dead that you were dead, but dead meaning out. Like,
yeah.
I did not expect to see you again, Bond.
Yeah.
And of course, he's just like super cocky and cavalier about it. But I like seeing him at the beginning. He's on the beach. I don't know if this was a reference, but it reminds me of Fleming's beach house where he wrote a lot of the books. Do you know what his house was called? GoldenEye.
Cool, dude.
And
cool.
I wonder if that's kind of a nod, just as like where you know where Fleming would write these books, you know, that he would be in paradise, that he would be, you know, kind of he had a cliffside house that looked over the sunny beach, and so it's interesting to see this is not a character who is a stranger to paradise, but I kind of get the sense that he is like, man, I thought I was out. Also, that's not a super crazy Bond thing. On Her Majesty's Secret Service, I think, is the first thing that really explored that, him trying to settle down and try to see what future he can make for himself. The moment, though, that I think does sell it is Bond, James Bond. When he goes in to check in to go see Blofeld.
Yeah.
And you not only have this recognition of this guy checking him in who's like, oh, you know, like I didn't even look up to see who it was, but I hear that name. And that name is always delivered either just like with an intensity. The first time Craig says it, it's done kind of with, you know, like he's proud that he's finally captured his prey, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's a fun line. And he just like, he seems beat. He seems exhausted. He's not happy to be there. And so that's my favorite moment in the entire trailer.
For sure.
And it happens at a point that I think is really key for any trailer. But most specifically for action movies, for trailers that are trying to build up some kind of attention, for trailers that are trying to surprise you, to have a shift, to have a moment, if it's a 2-minute trailer, to have a minute and 10 seconds in where you just take a sharp left turn, everything stops, music changes, the pace kind of switches up, and you introduce a new element. And it shows this movie's not going to be one note, there's going to be a lot of different stuff going on. And to me, like, that's that moment. You bring in these other characters, it's right after they introduce this other 00 agent.
Yeah, who looks awesome, yeah.
Kind of the playfulness, the general Bondness is over, and you get more of a sense. And then they do it again when Rami Malek's character comes in, and I think it's one too many times.
Yeah.
I think the villain
There's
introduction.
There's like 3 trailers in one almost.
Yeah, I think the villain introduction is kind of shoehorned in. I think it's a little soft. It doesn't really hit because they play her up so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. I am kind of mixed. It's, you know, I love Craig in this role. I definitely get the sense that also that it maybe is not like the ultimate Craig Bond, like his final outing as the character, but we see Felix again, we see Blofeld again, we see our new M with Ralph Fiennes. Like, we see all of these characters. And so I think just putting them in gets the sense that, yeah, we're building up to this.
Totally.
But it's like him saying, oh, you gave everything up for that girl. It's like, I've heard that before.
I know, and he's like, done it twice. You know, Casino Royale, he does it. And then the last one, that's, you know, he does it. So it's like, with a Bond movie, you know, obviously there's such wild expectations and you know, what it means to be a James Bond movie. I think there's one thing I always expect, and that's big set pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And the main criticism, other than kind of just the pacing of it all, is no big set piece reveal in the trailer, which is awesome because it didn't spoil it, but also a little weird because it's a James Bond movie. Like, yeah. where is the Mission Impossible Fallout helicopter in the mountains, you know? Yeah. Or the, like, diving out of a plane. It's like I didn't get those set pieces, which kind of makes me think the movie's just going to be quieter. Maybe just a quiet ending for James Bond, dude.
Yeah,
like,
lots of plot, lots of subdued character interaction and stuff, or saving that for later.
True.
Maybe this is kind of the introduction to everything, and then the next one's going to kind of be the big whiz-bang
for sure.
Action-focused trailer. Another thing for me about action sequences, and I always think about this specifically with Bond trailers because the music is so much fun, the action is always so crazy, the cinematography, and just generally like the frenetic pace.
Yeah.
Of like, I think of Bond movies, and especially like the last like couple decades that we've gotten of Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig, I think of like really sharp cuts, lots of like pieces of paper flying everywhere, you know, just lots of just chaos. And that's what makes him so, you know, magnetic. That's what makes, you know, Bond so, you know, just draws us to him because he's able to kind of withstand that. I love that in GoldenEye where Brosnan, like a bullet goes off near his head and he just kind of shakes it off because he's setting the mines. And so you get this sense where he's like, I can shake this off. The 00, you know, that's introduced in this, Nomi, like her, you kind of see that this calmness, you know, while all of the world is just kind of falling apart around her.
Mm-hmm.
And what you achieve in doing that, that I think actually one of the original GoldenEye trailers did better than most other Bond trailers, is it's hard for me to determine what I'm watching with any given scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really piece together, oh, this shot's before that other shot. Or, oh, he gets the motorcycle, then he gets in the car. Or he gets in the car, loses her, then gets the motorcycle, then gets stuck on the bridge. Then, you know, it's like, if I can start to piece that together, and granted, I've seen this trailer like 20 times, but like, if I can start to figure that out, and there are moments that I don't know. How does he get under that ice? I don't know. Like, how that party scene is really interesting. They kind of throw that in the crowd parts, even though it feels a little bit like Spectre. But I like second-guessing those moments. I like wondering this weird little, you know, golden gun pyramid that he wanders into. Like, what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there are elements that are still mysterious, but it specifically that car chase, specifically him in the car spinning around. I think we see so much of it. The sequence with the other 00 with like the power lines where she's like up on the second floor running back and forth. Like the moments we see of it are so lengthy that it kind of, it just lacks a quickness of a pace. And so it's a little weird. But yeah, just in general, I guess just in terms of like the action and stunts, you know, you didn't really get that set piece moment, but of what you saw, anything stand out? Anything
the car,
hit for
of
you?
Course. I feel like the car has been something that has been lacking in the Daniel Craig movies, is like crazy machine gun rocket shooting car. It's always been downplayed. So that has me hyped, and they really played it up in the trailer.
Didn't even think about that at all. And especially just seeing the last movies is that, I mean, Casino Royale, he just runs to it for a second. You know?
Super down. Like Quantum of Solace starts with a car chase, but it's just kind of normal. Like it's bulletproof, but it's not like machine guns and out of control. Like,
and especially all the Brosnan stuff. They just went nuts with the remote control and I love the Mario Kart video where it's like just Brosnan playing Mario Kart like on his like little 3DS.
So it totally has me excited. And like you were saying, the returning characters, like this is the fifth one now, so it does have that connective tissue, which I really appreciate. And the new characters look great. The new 00 looks freaking badass.
What happens to his knee again? I remember his knee gets injured, but what did she say? You know, in your good knee. I love that moment.
I feel like when he fell or something in the last one, he like falls a really far drop. I totally forget.
But I love the, you see like physical scars. Like he's got this injury. She knows about it. He's infamous. Everybody knows him. And I like that sense at the end of an actor's run in this role, because it's not just a sense of like, oh, we know Bond because you've been around since the Cold War. And Judi Dench and Pierce Brosnan definitely comment on that. You get a vibe that like, this is the Bond that was in Octopussy, that was in From Russia with Love. It's kind of the same character. With Daniel Craig, I definitely get a sense this is its own universe.
Yeah, totally.
And so it's interesting to see then people not only recognize, oh, it's Bond, it's this Bond. So that's, you know, that's interesting. What do you think of, we talked a little bit about how it's kind of shoehorned in. Any sort of intrigue, any interest in Rami Malek's character?
They keep
Safine or Safin.
Yeah, they keep hinting at some kind of connection.
According to IMDb, not mentioned in this, but
yeah, it's again, Jones. Everything about the trailer is like, oh, we've been here, you know. Again, it didn't excite me because Eva Green in Casino Royale
sure.
is like the best and legendary, but like had a mysterious angle, and now they're basically doing the same thing. It looks like with Lea Seydoux, like, oh, you better watch out when her past is revealed,
but because like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
it and it doesn't hit that moment yeah. in the hallway where he sees her. Does
yeah,
nothing.
It does nothing.
It's such a bummer.
Yeah, and we okay. had an entire movie with her already. And yeah, I don't feel that connection yet. Hoping that changes. But, you know, the trailer made everything about this last outing now. It leads me to believe that the movie's going to be really intimate. And that they're going to be about character instead of, not instead of, but I feel like maybe this time it's going to be character first, set pieces second.
Speaking of scars, Blofeld's eye, what happened? Was that at the end of Spectre?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Again, just a detail. All right. You know, for anybody that hasn't seen Spectre, yeah. I don't necessarily want to spoil that, but yeah. that's some carryover. There is yeah. connective, speaking of connective tissue, literally. One last thing to be like super specific, because I love being just hyper nerdy about mm-hmm. trailers. I've watched the action sequence at the end of this trailer a lot. Mm-hmm. I think they set up some of these shots, specifically with the 00. I think a lot of her shots set up are really fun. I'm not a fan of the action sequence at the end, especially because, like I said, it's kind of predictable seeing, you know, knowing that car chasing and kind of reading how some of these elements come together. Him talking to Rami and he says, you know, people who play God doesn't usually work out, you know, history isn't kind to men who play God. That line should be in that action sequence. Like when he's like, you know, your skills will die with you. Mine yeah. will not. And, will, you know, mine will live on.
Yeah.
That great line, start your action sequence, go. Like, yeah. don't have this other thing on top of that. Have the action sequence go, and then during that action sequence, mm-hmm. Bond says to him, while the music's just blaring, you know, history is not kind to men who play, you know, like to play yeah. God, and then Rami looks at him like,
I love that.
You know, the classic Bond, you know, they always got to sit down and you know, play chess or, yeah. or have sushi together or something.
Totally.
There's always got to be,
totally.
There always got to be tea time with Bond and the villain. And they do something right at the end that you might not notice, and I only bring this up because I saw this trailer on YouTube. This is a part of the official trailer. They cut the music right at the end, super sharp. They just say, oh, we're out, gone. And it's like, let it roll, man.
Let it breathe,
that's
yeah.
the theme, you
yeah.
know, especially because I watched this on loop, and so the da-na, like, just kind of comes back around in the beginning, and it's so iconic, it's so wonderful, if only that guy knew, I can't remember his name, who wrote this yeah. theme, what he was really doing,
yeah.
and how long this theme would last, and it just seems like such an obvious thing to let it, I think of the trailer for GoldenEye, and when he jumps off of the bridge, da-na-da-na-na, and there's just like echo to
so
it. You're like, yeah.
Cool.
And they just like cut it out. And him spinning the car around, it's just really doesn't have that oomph. Him jumping mm-hmm. off the bridge seems like to have more oomph than
yeah.
him spinning the car. It's amazing, obviously, like Gatling yeah. guns on a car doing a 360. It's fantastic. But
yeah.
it just doesn't have that punch mm-hmm. that a lot of other the Bond trailers do.
Yeah.
So interesting.
And I think lastly too, just about, you know, this how this movie seems intimate, and it's like Spectre and Skyfall have kind of been going that way also. Those
mm-hmm.
are really long, slow-paced movies when you think about it, considering.
Yeah.
And maybe because of the pace and the vibe and the feel, and even in those movies, them saying, Bond, you're old, you're old, you're old, this movie feels like a repeat.
Yeah.
Everything about this trailer, Jones, is a repeat, and it didn't work for me. It's a repeat.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I've been trying to say.
Yeah.
It's a repeat.
And it's interesting. You know, you're just talking to you, Hubert, you're dropping my score.
Oh,
I actually
sorry.
Came in. No, no,
I'm
it's
dehyping.
No, it's good
yeah.
because, I mean, you know, it Bond's tough, man, because it's there's some things I automatically love about it. But then again, I've seen so many Bond films. I've seen all of them multiple times. There have been a lot of Daniel Craig, you know, Bond films now. And so I think deservedly you should come in with high expectations. Mm-hmm. I think especially if he's coming back, and he almost wasn't for a while,
yeah.
you have to wonder, okay, Blofeld kind of came in and wrapped the whole thing up in a
yeah.
weird way. And so why are we back? Why do we need to know about her? What is this secret? Trailer doesn't necessarily answer that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I am excited for the actual film.
Very, very.
So I'm critical of the trailer, but I think the trailer did a good job. I think there is kind of a, there is, I do get like a little bit of a chill. It's not like up the spine, but I do get a little sense when she's like, you don't know what this is. And he's like, what the hell's going on? And everyone parts at the party. Craig does that really well of like sensing danger.
Yeah.
Because he's so confident. He's so badass. I think he doesn't he do a move in one of the Bond movies where he like stabs a guy in the leg and then just bleeds him out? And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But dude, yes.
And License to Kill.
And it's good,
he's
too.
He's so ice cold with those blue eyes, man. He's so,
so ice cold. And you nailed it, too. His reactions, right? He is so confident, but he's also smart enough to know that he can be manipulated and outplayed and tricked. And that's kind of the vibe I get in that scene, Jones, where he's like, oh, maybe I'm not where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been found.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not as secretive, which is kind of fun to play with Bond, the celebrity.
But then I love they it. Did the I love same it when thing Bond, in the last one.
I know. I love it when Bond rolls in, expect I'm a secret agent, and they're like, it's James Bond. Like somebody just recognizes him because he's like, this guy's super famous, you know? Yeah. And so it is, you know, obviously that's gonna play against him. But yeah.
Yeah. I said last note, but this is actually the last note. I think I was expecting maybe, and I wanted more of like, this is it. For me, mm-hmm. You know, I wanted that like old horse coming back out of retirement vibe. Yeah, dude. And I didn't get that. It's just like, here we are on another mission when really I should be getting this feeling of like, dude, Bond has been out of it. He's coming back for one last job. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
But I just, this trailer didn't give me that feeling even for a second. Really.
You don't hear from him a lot. Mm-hmm. He talks in the very beginning and then everybody else, you know, MQ, like they all chime in, but you don't really hear a lot more from him. Media blackout? Could I get you for one more Bond trailer? Because I have a feeling this is teeing up the big blowout.
The big blowout.
I think the brick castle chase scene we're not going to see a ton of in the next one. I think the next one's going to be a lot of the villain. It's going to be a lot of ice. It's going to be a lot of forests.
Definitely.
Maybe not playing her up so much. Do you see yourself being interested in that trailer? Do you need that trailer to want to go see this? Or do you have tickets already? Or are you just...
Yeah. I mean, I was 100% in, obviously. It's a James Bond movie. I'm there opening weekend. But this trailer, I don't want to say it did damage, but I'm like, Bond is now off my radar now. Mm. Instead of like anticipating, oh my God, when is it April? I need to see it. I need to see it. Now it's like, just, yo, wake me up when it's April. I'll go see Bond. Yeah.
We've been spoiled. Spoiled by great Daniel Craig movies.
Yeah.
Spoiled by great trailers.
Mm-hmm.
What's the score, baby?
I'm going to give it a 6.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 6. It really, Jones, it really didn't do it for me, man. Like, again, I'm excited to see the movie, but the trailer itself, it just didn't get me on the action or the emotion. And that's two big pillars of a Bond movie.
I came in higher. You chiseled it away down to a 7.2 because I again, this is direction. This is screenwriting. This is acting. It's not necessarily trailer construction, but just to have that Bond, James Bond. I've not only never seen that before, I've never seen that in a trailer. And I think that really encapsulate what they're trying to go for with him. And so it's like, there it is. That's the moment that I want.
Cool.
So I appreciate that, especially because that is kind of spoilery. You know, that is something that you don't necessarily want to give away.
Totally.
Or that's something you can see you kind of rolling your eyes at whenever he does it in a trailer. It can be played for laughs. It can be played for like, isn't he cool? And that seems like the opposite of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I like that we get one shot of M, one shot of Q, one little scene with Blofeld, one shot of Felix. Yeah. And so it's just a little bit. We get way too much of her without really kind of explaining that, you know, when her secret was revealed. Oh, boy.
It's uh-oh.
Yeah. Show it to me. Don't tell me about it.
Yeah.
But with your cutting score, it brings us down to a 6.6 for the final trailer score for this trailer. But I appreciate it, man. I'm here. Bond is brutal.
Yeah.
We should be brutal back to Bond.
Yes. High stakes.
I appreciate it, Huber. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next episode.